In this bulletin, a planned leadership spill against the New South Wales Premier over a bill to decriminalise abortion is scrapped. Iran denies involvement in the attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. And in the AFL, Toby Green to face the tribunal tonight to contest a one-match ban. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is no longer facing a leadership challenge after plans to mill the spill motion were cancelled. The state's treasurer supported the Premier, while Conservative MPs, who had their amendments to the abortion bill rejected, had earlier organised the spill. Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce says he respects Ms Berejiklian as the Premier, but says she's been badly advised.
And I believe now that the fate of the government rests in the upper house of the New South Wales Parliament doing the right thing and properly fixing bad legislation. That's what they're paid money to do. Turn your answering machines back on and listen to the people and listen to their issues. They have a right to be heard.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended the cancellation of his press conference in Luxembourg after protesters disrupted the event. Mr Johnson met with Xavier Bettel to discuss Brexit negotiations, but then skipped a media conference with the European Commission President. No agreement has been reached between Britain and Brussels on how to manage separation, but Mr Johnson says there's still a good chance of a Brexit deal.
I think we've got actually just the right amount of time to do a deal between now and the 17th, 18th of October. But as I never tire of telling you, if we can't do a deal by then, and obviously we want to work very hard to do it, if we can't do it by then we'll make sure that we can come out on the 31st of October, deal or no deal.
United States President Donald Trump says Washington is locked and loaded to act against Iran, blaming it for the Saudi oil attack. Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi group claimed responsibility for the attack on Saudi Arabia's oil production over the weekend. The United Nations Yemen envoy, Martin Griffiths, says it's not fully clear who was behind the strike, while Mr. Trump says he thinks he knows.
We'll see what happens in terms of this attack. Secretary Pompeo and others will be going over to Saudi Arabia at some point to discuss what they feel. They're going to make a statement fairly soon. But they also know something that most people don't know as to where it came from.
But U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry has added his voice to that of the State Secretary Mike Pompeo, who blamed Iran immediately after the attack. Here, Labor's Richard Marles has criticised President Trump's choice of words.
Obviously, that language causes anxiety. Clearly, it does. I think it's also important to take a moment and just understand, firstly, that there has been a walking back of that language overnight. But secondly, there's a big difference between language and action. And we've seen that in respect of the language of this president.
Thai officials say that more than half of the 147 tigers rescued from a controversial Buddhist temple just 3 years ago have died. 86 tigers have died since they were moved from the tourist attraction known as the Tiger Temple in 2016. Thailand's Park Service says many died of a virus, having been weakened by the stress of the relocation. But conservationists are asking whether the authorities were holding the tigers in safe conditions. Updating sport, and in the AFL, Greater Western Sydney Giants player Toby Green will face the tribunal tonight as he contests a one-match ban. Green is at risk of missing Saturday's preliminary final against Collingwood because of his alleged unreasonable contact against Brisbane's Lachie Neale. Meanwhile, Geelong forward Tom Hawkins has been dealt a one-match striking ban after a three-person jury upheld the penalty. We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 22. Adelaide, sunny and 17. Melbourne, sunny as well and 15 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15. Canberra, a shower or two and 12. Wollongong, rain, 15. Sydney, much the same with a top of 17. Newcastle, rainy conditions, 17. Brisbane, possible late shower or storm, 30. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.